Thank you for downloading this New Zealand Sports Radio show. We have a new way that you can support us. There is a link in the notes down below where you can make a one-off donation to New Zealand Sports Radio. Thank you for support and enjoy the show. Hello and welcome to the morning sports briefing on Friday the 19th of February. Hi, I'm Paul, and in the news this morning, we'll have a chat about some Super Rugby pre-season games this weekend. We've got some the IPL auction in the cricket. There's been NBA action. Sorry, folks. We'll bring up speed with what's happening in the Prada Cup and when that will be resuming. We've got jet sprints happening this weekend. The Australian Open has reached its semi-final stage. There's also news from the Skiing World Championships where the Kiwi has gone very well, and the PGA Golf is in action as well. This is your best way to start the day, up to speed with all of the important sports news. And let's start over in the States with the PGA Golf and the Genesis Open is underway. And Danny Lee is in action there for the Kiwi, and he is currently tied 39th in the first round at one over par after going through 11 holes. So good luck to him. Currently, Clark is leading. Well, actually, there's a five-way tie at the top at three under par with Carter, Stratner, Hughes, Bradley, Gooch, all there. So yeah, very early days in the Genesis Open. Staying in the USA with the NBA basketball and 10 games from yesterday. Some key results. The Celtics lost the Hawks 122-114. And 76ers beat the Rockets 118-113. The Pacers beat the Timberwolves 134-128. But Kiwi eyes will have been on the Pelicans versus the Trailblazers. Unfortunately, Steve Adams only played 10 minutes before he sprained his ankle during the first quarter and limped off and did not appear for the rest of the game. Three rebounds and 2 points in those 10 minutes before, say, he had to limp off. This comes after he had back spasms in the previous game. There were concerns, although it's unknown whether he was going to start this one at all. So a real shame there. We'll see, as we have more news, we'll let you know how he is going. For the Pelicans, Hernan Gomez came off the bench to score 17 rebounds and 11 points for a double-double. Leading the way scoring, Zion Williamson's got 36 points as the Pelicans fought back after trailing in the first quarter to lead at halftime. The Trailblazers made a good start in the second half, winning that third quarter 35-22, and that was enough to see them home 126-124. Trailblazers being led by 43 points by Damian Lillard in that one there. So clearly a player you have to shut down if you want to go well against the Trailblazers. So unfortunately, the Pelicans came up short in that one. Three games today with the Bucks taking on the Raptors, the Lakers taking on the Nets, and the Kings taking on the Heat in that one. Looking at the table over in the Eastern Conference, 76ers still top ahead of the Nets and Bucks. Over in the Western Conference, the Jazz lead the Lakers and the Clippers, with the Trailblazers closing in. Pelicans down in 12th on the Western Conference, unfortunately. Moving on then over to Australia for the Australian Open. Yes, we've had semi-finals in the over there. In the women's side of things, with Barty out of the top side of the order, we had Brady, the 22nd seed, against Muchov, the 25th seed there, Muchov, who'd dispatched Barty after coming back from a set down Unfortunately, she was set down again in this one, 6-4 to Brady. She did fight back 3-6 in the second one, but lost the final set 6-4. So Brady goes through to the final. On the other side, it was Osaka, the third seed, against Serena Williams, the 10th seed. Osaka came through 6-3, 6-4 to book herself into the final, the number three seed there. She also going to be favourites there for the Australian Open. On the men's side of things, Djokovic was up against Kvitov, the qualifier, and Djokovic came through 6-3, 6-4, 6-2 to comfortably put himself in the final. Today, we'll have Medvedev versus Tsitsipas to decide who will face him in that in the Australian Open final. Don't forget that tomorrow is the Merry Jet Sprint, their event during the Austin New Zealand Championships, just behind the dragway there, if you want to come along. I will be there covering the event, today I'll be putting up my run that I had last weekend inside a boat, so look out for that. I'm really looking forward to the Jet Sprints this weekend. Also on the water, the Prada Cup will be starting back up on Saturday. There had been an attempt to move that to delay by a week to allow more spectator involvement with New Zealand at with Auckland at level two, it has been decided that after wranglings between the different teams, it's decided that yes, that it will actually start up on Saturday, the 20th, with two races before running on consecutive days through to the final. Currently, Luna Rosa lead that 4-0. They just need three more wins to go through to face Team New Zealand in the Americas Cup. Over in India, and it was the IPL auction. Five Kiwis had already been retained in Kane Williamson, Trent Bolt, Lockie Ferguson, Tim Seifert, and Mitchell Santner. In the auction, the top player to go was Chris Morris, who went for $3.1 million New Zealand dollars to the Rajasthan Royals. Carl Jameson was the second most expensive player at international player at $2.68 million to the Royal Challengers Bangalore. Adam Milne was bought for $610,000 New Zealand dollars, and Jimmy Neesham for just $95,500, both of those two to the Mumbai Indians. In that one, we'll see if how the IPL players who are in the IPL, will they be available for the World Test Championships? So there's talk about that maybe having a slight clash, so I have to wait and see how that impacts things there. Over in the rugby then, and don't forget that this evening the Super Rugby AU kicks off with two games, the Reds hosting the Waratahs and the Western Force hosting the Brumbies. Do check out our preview that myself and Steve from Cornflakes Crib YouTube channel recorded last night for previewing the two games. You can check that out as a podcast, or you can watch a video over on our Facebook, YouTube, or Twitter channels. There are some warm-up games this weekend for the Super Rugby Aotearoa. There will, behind closed doors, there'll be a game of three halves involving the Chiefs and the Blues. And I've gone blank as to the third team on that one. Sorry, folks. But all five New Zealand teams will be in action with warm-up games. The game of three halves is behind closed doors due to Auckland being in level two. They're still available live on Sky Sports, so you can catch both those warm-up games on Sky Sports today and tomorrow. I think I've got to take it away. Look, the weekend is almost here, folks. Hope you had a wonderful week. And don't worry, the weekend is almost here. Have a great day, and I'll catch you all tomorrow morning at 7 a.m. for the morning sports briefing.